say he was doing? What was he doing?
Hauling wood.
Okay. Suppose there was a log across the road. You had to come up to it and you had to get out, tie a chain to it. What would you have to do to it?
Drag it.
Okay. And if you did it yesterday, what would you call it? What would
you drug it.
Okay. When you go out and you got a field that you got to work, the first thing you do to the field is
break it.
All right. And what do you call breaking it?
Turning it, milling it.
All right. And you use a
moldboard plow.
A plow. Okay. What was the name of that plow again?
Moldboard.
What is a moldboard plow?
It's got the big wing on it.
Is that the one that turns?
Turns the soil over.
How far does that dig in?
Well, it depends on the size of your plow and the size of, now if you're speaking of mules, size of the mule you had pulling it, and same thing, we still use them now, drawn by tractors. And they go ordinary depth is anywhere from 7 to 10, 12 inches.
Okay. All right. Now, after you've plowed, what do you do? What do you use to break the ground or even it up? To find
a harrow.
Okay. Do you have any other names for those, or any other special kinds of harrow?
A disc.
How about, do you ever use a spring tooth harrow?
Yes, spring tooth harrow.
All right. You ever heard any other names for a spring tooth?
Well, some of the farmers call them a scratcher.
Scratcher?
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
What is it that the wheel of a wagon fits onto?
Skein.
Axle? All right. Is that the same thing as a skein now?
The skein goes on the axle.
Oh, is that like...
Skein is metal, and the wood, the old wagon. Now, I'm talking about the old wagons. I guess what you're talking about.
All right.
When I was a kid.
Okay.
They wooden axles, and they have a skein that goes on the end, and it's metal.
Is that like a nipple that goes over
the
axle?
That's right. And then your wheel goes up over this skein. And it bolts. So there you've got metal against metal rather than metal rubbing against wood.
Okay. It lasts a bit longer.
Oh, much longer.
Keep it grease. Okay. What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay logs across to saw?
Saw horses. Break.
Okay. Now these are the ones that you lay them across to make for stove length
right,
cuts, you know,
right.
With the cross cut saw.
Right.
Now this is to be different than the A-shaped horses that you use, like carpenters.
Right.
What do you call those?
We call those saw horses too, but when most of the time we refer to those we drove in the ground at an X-shape. We call them brake. We call them sometimes saw horses.
Okay.
But we usually, when we had reference to them, the person we were talking to knew exactly what we was doing when we called them saw horses.
All right, all right. You ever heard them called sawbucks?
Nope.
Okay. When you straighten your hair, you can straighten your hair two ways, with a comb or with a
brush.
All right. When you take a razor, like at a barber shop, barber takes a straight razor and he has a piece of leather and he...
Razor strop.
All right. What type of ammunition do you put into a revolver?
Cartridges.
Okay, and one of them is called?
A bullet.
No, just
cartridge.
Okay, good. Now, do you happen to know what a plank laid over a trestle, or maybe a sawhorse? Okay, you take a board and you lay it over like one A-frame sawhorse. And children use to play on them, what do you call those?
A seesaw.
Okay. Anything? Anything else you might call them?
Nope.
Okay. Ever call them teeter totters?
No.
Oh, that's good. Now here's one that's not common. I don't think it's common in this area. You might know what it is. What do you call a limber plank? Not a lumber plank, but it's usually a board, a thin board, maybe half an inch thick. A limber plank that's fastened at both ends. It moves in the middle. Kids jump up and down.
I don't guess we ever done.